Greetings, my name is Jed Yang, and I'm a grad student at UCLA in the Department of Mathematics. I'm in my fifth and final year of graduate school with a thesis tentatively titled Decidability and Complexity of Tiling Problems. My goal is to study the complexity of tiling a given region by a collection of rectangles. One of the classical problems in the theory of computational complexity is the so-called P versus NP problem. P refers to the class of decision problems that can be solved quickly, while NP refers to the class of problems whose solutions can be verified quickly. Of course, there's a precise technical definition of what quickly means, but I won't bore you with the details now. The solution can be verified by solving the original problem, so every problem in P is also in NP. But what about the reverse? No one knows. We're interested in the following tiling problem. Fix a collection of rectangles with integer side lengths. Find an algorithm to decide whether a given region can be tiled by this collection of rectangles. That is, use copies of these rectangles to cover the region without having overlapping rectangles or leaving parts of the region uncovered. This is known as the tileability problem. For any collection of two rectangles, the tileability problem is in P, meaning that it can be solved quickly. For three rectangles, currently there is no known algorithm to solve this tileability problem quickly, meaning that it is not known to be in P. Does this mean that the problem is actually harder? We don't know that either. However, if we increase to a huge number of rectangles, perhaps the tileability problem becomes more difficult. Indeed, my thesis describes one such collection of rectangles where its tileability problem is NP-complete, meaning that it is one of the hardest problems in NP. In particular, if anyone finds an algorithm to solve this specific tileability problem quickly, we would be able to solve all problems in NP quickly as well, thus concluding that P equals NP. This would have far-reaching consequences in the area of cryptography and digital security, bringing about an apocalypse of mathematical proportions. My collection has fewer than 1 million rectangles. We are confident we can reduce this number to about 500 and perhaps 100. Our ultimate goal is to reduce to only 3 rectangles. The research is done under the supervision of my advisor Igor Pak, and I am funded by the National Science Foundation under grant number DGE 0707424.